This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports. This is sports with a capital F.
Well, hello, people of Earth. Welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I am Graham.
This is, man, I'm going to be one and only the motherfucking done on this bullshit. Like,
that's right.
But I keep my head clean, man.
You're out here, you know? Sir. You're welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast, sir.
Thank you.
I was only going to say that my guest today is one Mr. John Warren, and he's massively sought after.
Hey, man.
Why do you do so? And you know what? You just do so well on social media because you don't do anything, and every now and then you're like, here's me eating a sandwich, and people go crazy.
That's what I'm really feeling, bro. That's what I'm really feeling like. You know, I see everything, but I ain't studying that bullshit.
Exactly.
You know.
That's why we get along so well. You know what I mean? Because you were just in the weeds watching.
All I know, fam.
So tonight we had the draft for the CapF Sports Fantasy Football League, sir. How you think you did this week?
Well, you know, right now I'm really like slick shitty, but yeah, I'm gonna take my little pick, man. I feel like I can do something with everything I got, you know.
Yeah, you have some trade pieces in there at least.
Yeah. I made possible for that.
Yep. Yeah. It was a weird little early part of the draft for you where like wouldn't put you a quarterback in position, but I think you're all right. You got some pieces to work with there.
I do. I really do. Yep. And I'm gonna rock with it.
Absolutely. So what's going on with you tonight, man? It's a Sunday night, and I'm doing a podcast.
Well, you know, yeah.
I feel like I should be doing.
Fuck the day of the week is how I want to feel, you know?
That's right. I've been dying to have you on, man. I've been dying for us to, like, turn one of our hanging outs into a podcast. Now we're getting a stab at it right here.
Finally, we got this shit in the making,
yep,
man.
Yep, absolutely.
And I'm really loving it, hell.
Absolutely. What do you think about the NFL this season? Like, as far as division to division, do you think the Falcons are taking the NFC South?
In a way, man, they done lost all confidence within themselves. But, yeah, you know.
It's hard to say how a team's going to react after they lose the Super Bowl.
The way they shit set up, though, man, they can really do some things the way they set up. But, you know. That's our motherfucking Falcon. We know what's going to go on. It ain't no secret. Yeah. Every time they die, we really in a situation to be let motherfucking down than to be really celebrating by some shit. Yeah.
It's probably true. And I mean, the Falcons losing the Super Bowl like that is hard to recover from. You have to admit that that's like as far as predicting their success.
Last time we were there, you ain't had that many viewers like you seen how we just really fucked up. So we really just stay the fuck up. Hell, you mean you really come to Georgia? I guess you want to fuck up, you know? Way the Falcon got shit set up right now, but I hope they overcome that old shit, you know?
Yeah, likely they will. I mean, likely they will compete in that division because that division has so many unknowns. Tampa Bay is such a weird outlier.
Like, they really about the younger team with experience on every level, but hell, everybody else really rebuilding, so we got a chance to run some shit.
That's true, yeah, to sneak in there with a whole bunch of division wins.
And I'm talking about for a couple of years, the way the division set up, because everybody really rebuilding.
They have to get over that hurdle, though. They have to survive that championship loss.
Fam, you know, I really want to see that shit happen, but come on, man. I'm trying not to wish in one hand and shit in the other, man, you know?
I agree. I mean, I don't know. I think that the only thing I really have to look forward to here is that the Bears will take the field with a quarterback who isn't Jay Cutler for the first time in like a decade. And I feel like whoever it is, Trubisky, Mike Glennon.
I think that's your guy, though.
I think it may be true. But I'm saying whoever it is that takes over, I know that week one, I can be excited because I don't know exactly what's going to happen with the season.
True. That's the whole league, though.
Yeah, I'm looking forward.
I think you're going to be all right with your team this year, though. I bet you be more happy than you were upset than last year.
Of course. I'll be more I'll be happier than I was upset for the last 6 years, probably.
I got you.
Whenever it was Cutler was super badly injured and riding a stationary bike. Remember that? Well, let's not talk about that. Cutler's gone.
Yeah.
He went to the Dolphins.
I'm happy for you.
It's a new quarterback will emerge.
That's what he really fucking is, because he damn sure ain't no fucking shark, man.
No, something else.
Friendly, sorry motherfucker at that position anyway.
Made $10 million.
I ain't knocking that.
Did you see the press conference he gave where he said, I don't have to be in that great a cardiovascular shape because I play quarterback? Did you not see that? It was hysterical. The man was in a press conference, like wearing a polo shirt. He kind of had his hands in his pockets and he was like, well, fortunately, I don't have to be in that great a cardiovascular shape because I play quarterback.
Fam, I never seen that, but I swear to God, right? I would never do an interview and have to say some shit like that.
Of course not.
You know, and I'm making these type of bucks.
He just got $10 million to be their quarterback, and he was like, well, you know, fortunately, I could just kind of roll off the couch.
The money them folk gave me, man, I'd be the one calling shot like, fire this motherfucker, get me this motherfucker. Motherfucker, you know,
of course, you're gonna be putting stuff together. And he was just like, well, you know, I could just roll off the couch and do this, I guess.
Hey, don't give a two shits.
$10 mil. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think you know, there's obviously like the elephant in the room with that was people thought that you should sign Kaepernick in that position. But I'm like, who else is gonna take that goofy ass job like under Adam Gase? And you're like, I'm Adam Gase, and I have to prove something to the Miami Dolphins. He's like, I'm going to go get Jay Cutler, and we're going to lose a bunch of games, but he's going to throw for a shitload of yards, and I'm going to look like a genius again.
Right.
I think that's all there is to
Back to the same question you just asked me. Who signed on that dotted line for that shit?
Yeah.
Jay fucking Cutler.
Of course. He was locked in there with the goofy ass coach. Griff is a huge Dolphins fan, and he said, I would have rather had Kaepernick just because of the potential upsides, right?
Yes.
But the excuse is there because Adam Gase is like, oh, that's my quarterback.
Hey, Griff, you know, I fuck with you too. I hope you're listening, but man, look at him. You might be a little bit more disappointed with your team this year. Fucking with Jay Cutler. Yeah. Just saying.
He's a man in a situation where he has to live with the quarterback he has. And for me, it's delicious that the quarterback he has is Jay Cutler. It makes me feel great.
I know where you're coming from, fam. That's why I'm telling Griff, keep your head high, brother.
Keep your head on a swivel.
He's gonna do something. Y'all had a lot of good luck going on for y'all did that bullshit for real. Yeah,
he's gonna
do something. The way I feel anyway.
Agreed. They're gonna feel it. Nah, Jay Cutler's gonna lead them to the Super Bowl.
What year?
He's gonna go up against Tom Brady twice this year and really show out.
Really?
No.
I hope you were dreaming, fam. I really damn do.
I do. I think that was enough of that. I don't think anything like that's going to happen. I think Jay Cutler's terrible, and I think he's going to be terrible.
Even worse.
Yeah. Oh, it's easily. He's in Florida. Now, here, let's talk about this, though. Do you think that it's harder for NFL players to win championships in Miami because it's Miami and
that's
they're rich and they're young?
Look at me.
Yeah. Right.
It's a he dead. He gonna put a pistol in his mouth after this goddamn season.
that wasn't what I meant, but
I'm just saying.
Talk about painting a picture. That's what I'm really saying.
Jeez. How can these motherfuckers ever want to write you in their book that you are one of Miami's quarterbacks?
Yeah, I just don't think he gives enough of a shit for it to bother him. Look, and that's what I'm saying is like, you go, remember when Brandon Marshall went from the Broncos, and then he went and played in Miami, and he basically was just like, oh, I fell down and hurt my leg, and he hung out in South Beach and was rich and lived in Miami.
Okay.
It's got to be hard to win a championship there.
It really is.
How are you going to keep people focused?
Well, you better dope them up and goddamn get them plenty bitchy.
You got to pile it in. You have to have like a ghost roster.
You got to.
That's how I see it. You got to have backups who like play every 2 weeks.
And I'm subbing every goddamn time. Every series near. Somebody need to be trying something different.
Yep. You'd have to really throw a lot at that squad.
Because we get to the playoff, man, go make you some money somewhere else. Somebody else going to offer you something.
You would think so.
That's what I'm trying
to
tell
you. But I'm telling you, it's got to be hard for Miami because they'll bring guys in who have talent and give them a bunch of money, and those guys will quit playing football.
Got to go.
They will just stand out there.
Shit, I got my everything down here.
Yep.
I can live like a Hall of Fame.
Who finished out down? Chad Johnson finished it out down there. He was like, oh, ineligible to play. Bye.
Done.
Got it. I got it. I had it already. I was already out here.
All that war, they can go anywhere in America.
He said, I was already out here.
At least start from there.
We do all right here in the Sports with Capital F Studios.
We do very well, sir.
It is a pleasure to have you on.
I'm glad to know that.
For the record, sir.
Oh, and this ain't the first time. Would definitely never be the last.
Of course not. We have to do these.
Every week, damn.
They'll be demanded. You're welcome. Standing invitation.
We got to.
From doing a podcast, you're welcome to it.
We're trying to take this shit somewhere, man. Of course. You know,
people need to hear what we think. And if they don't, they at least need to laugh at it, right?
You know, we just say Capital L. Really, we saying like, talk how you motherfucking feel about everything that going on with it.
Exactly.
Everybody got an opinion, man.
Nobody's paying us to say something. You can go, oh, you know what? Football is garbage for these reasons. I mostly talk shit about the NFL on this podcast.
Yeah, the way shit's set up, you got to.
Yep. My favorite thing to do on this podcast every now and then is to force Griff to talk about baseball because the Braves aren't very good.
What about?
Anytime. We talk about baseball right now. What do you mean?
Let the Braves be, though.
Yeah. No, the Braves.
Are nothing to talk about.
Yeah. It's not nothing. I mean, the Braves are building something.
What you trying to see? Who want to go to MetLife Stadium? Whatever the fuck. Shit. SunTrust Stadium. Who want to go to the new field?
Yeah. We'll go to the ballpark one day.
Ain't nothing to really go see to be entertained right now, though.
Sounds like it's a nice ballpark, though. But the traffic? Where is that baseball stadium at? Man. In Northeast Atlanta? Group? Out by Marietta?
Yeah.
Crazy talk. Oh, why would you put a baseball stadium over there?
Leave it where it was. Leave it where it was.
I wouldn't put a building that housed 500 people in that spot if I was worried about traffic there. And they were like, nah, 40,000 people. No. And then they don't even have the pedestrian bridge yet. It's crazy.
That's what I'm trying to do.
It's crazy.
Get 3 years, man. That's what I want to go by. Three years from here.
Yeah,
man.
That's how I feel about it.
And me,
I wanted
too.
To go this year, and it looked nice. But every time I looked at it, like the logistics of getting to the ballpark, get out of here. I'm not doing it.
Who want to?
I'm not doing it. I wouldn't go up there for anything else, like if no one else was around. But I'm like, oh, I'm going to do something 40,000 other people are doing in that part of Atlanta. I'm not going up there.
When I can really...
You can't get there.
I'd rather watch the shitty broadcast and everything. Yep. All they commercial for, I go through that bullshit traffic like that.
I would have driven to Turner Field, though, because...
Without a doubt.
That's the deal, though, with the Braves and their new ballpark, is like, what kind of horrible stuff happened to anybody going to a baseball game at Turner Field? Whatever happened to anybody?
Nobody.
Nothing. Because the guys running those neighborhoods were like, yeah, these 80-some-odd games a year, we see a lot of money, right?
Let's and rock like, with
it's it. Not, it's not safe down there. Let's go to Marietta. You're going to die in a car accident going up there.
Trying to get out that motherfucker.
100 times more likely to die in a car accident going up there than you are to go park in front of a church.
They should have left it
where Turner Field was downtown.
They should have left it where everybody was damn scared.
Yeah.
Now everybody out there comfortable and everybody trying to get out there, gonna be so much chaos out there, motherfucker, because you feel you're comfortable.
Too crazy. It's gonna and the traffic's already
That's
so
what I'm
bad.
Trying to tell you.
It's such a bad idea.
Hey, it's gonna be more wrecks than any motherfucking thing.
It's gonna be a lot of wrecks. I guarantee you. I'm not, like you said, couple years. I'll go check it out.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly.
I want the saw out down there ready to be get dead again before I go out there. The way shit is.
Now, we don't ever really talk hoops much, man, me and you, until it's hoop season. But, I mean, is there any point in the NBA anymore?
Soap opera.
Yeah. Like, what's the... Is it just... Okay, so now it's Golden State and it's Cleveland, right? And Russell Westbrook is like the jilted lover. And that's... the entire league now, I think.
And you got James Harden, you battle hell about, but hey, you
know. But
it's too crazy, really. You got two teams and two players, always MVP. What the fuck? That's the only thing a motherfucker worry about in the league nowadays.
It's just gotten silly as fuck. It's sort of the same with the NFL. Like, at least we kind of have fantasy football to keep us in there.
Mm-hmm. Soap opera.
But it is. It's always seems like it's just such an act.
Soap opera.
Right?
It's dead.
I don't know. It's just not as entertaining as it used to be.
Nah, you got folks just doing what they really want to do too. Every situation though. Like, yep. And it's too crazy.
I agree.
Like, you know, you really want to fix this shit, but how can you?
Yeah. You can't make the NFL safe. That's the deal.
Never.
Like, either make football illegal or shut up.
That just it.
It's just how I see it. Because I'm like, people are going to get hurt real bad playing football. You either should recognize that and not let people play football, or stop being like, well, we kind of understand it, so we're going to keep letting people get hurt while we act like we don't get it.
My thing is, man, I really want to know what the deal about the money situation, though, because, hell, you got motherfucker with more status. Then hell, they ain't never even seen this type of money in their whole career.
Yep.
This motherfucker won't even put up the stat. This motherfucker do, but hell, living two times better than any man ever thought how to live. You know?
I mean, it's accurate, but I think as far as NFL players are concerned, because I don't know, the NBA's contracts recently have been...
It's dumb.
Whoa.
Dumb.
Crazy. I didn't realize enough people were watching basketball to support that. The guys who got big contracts, like the nobody, it's like the nobodies on every team all over the league got big contracts.
And they like
contracts.
A superstar of the team, but hell, your shit don't even mount up to the first damn motherfucker retired jersey.
Yeah,
you
it
know
doesn't
what I'm
even
saying?
It doesn't even balance out the first round of the playoffs. You're like, they're giving a guy, you know, $50 million to be the dude to go to the first round of the playoffs.
Because the team ain't seen a playoff in 20 years. So?
Yeah.
He deserved that type of money.
Yep, I guess. Yep.
Get out of town, man.
I guess.
God damn.
It's just to legitimize the fact that there's only two teams in the NBA.
That's why I love Capital motherfucking F.
Yep.
I'm telling you how I feel.
Yep,
man.
Sports of the Capital. Nobody's telling us how to build the NBA. That's a legitimate question, though, right? Like, is the NBA three teams playing basketball for most of a year?
Truly.
You know?
Check what you're paying for every month when you cable bill shit. That's all you see every week. Who they playing?
Yeah. The time.
Cavalier, Golden State. Might throw the Spurs in there. Man, come on, man. God damn.
I just will watch the finals for the next few years because they've clearly squared it away to where, like, it'll just be.
You really got to have ESPN to catch sports and to see how every other team doing now.
Yep. Oh, or you have to go after it on your own.
That's what I'm trying to do.
When was the last time the Timberwolves won a game?
Got to go see it.
Yeah, you see those teams when the super teams beat them, and that's what I'm trying to tell you, man.
Yeah,
the NBA is rough. But coming up, MLB playoffs, the NFL season. I think I'm going to wrap this up. You good, sir?
I'm great. All this, we going to be in every week, dope.
This is my man.
Talk to me.
John.
Talk to me.
Jonathan Warren, you tell these people how they can find you. on the internet.
Man, come on, man. I might be Jonathan Warren on Facebook. Hell, you know, Warren Bar. 83 on the Instagram and shit. I really do the snap with that Warren Boy 83, but hell, don't be playing with me because I might not pay it no attention. But I see you now.
Yes, you sir. Know?
I
yes,
fuck sir. With fam like no other.
Yep.
And I'm a part of Capital F right now as yep. we speak.
Cap F Sports, we're out of here.
Drop the mic.
Good night.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
This is Capital.
This is Sports.
This is Sports.